Now, Alex, I know that you love that I'm a dog person, even though you say my dogs have rabies.
They do.
And you say you found a dog-related story you think we should talk about? Or
I thought this was so wild. There was this chick in Virginia who was dying, and part of her last will and testament was that her healthy dog, she had a pet that she was in love with, she wanted her healthy dog with nothing wrong with him to be euthanized so
Why?
That the dog could be buried with her as a part of her last will.
No, that is so sad.
Actually, the dog was a girl. So the dog was just a completely healthy Shih Tzu mix named Emma, and Emma was brought to a local animal shelter after her owner was found dead in her house earlier that day. And a few days later, the person that was like in charge of her estate or whatever arrived at the shelter to get the dog.
They didn't do it, right? They didn't actually do it.
So they were pleading with the animal shelter to let them find a home for the new dog, but they were like, no, this was the person's last will and testament. Sorry, we have to euthanize the pet. So the pet is dead.
That is absolutely terrible.
I am shocked this was legal.
I think this lady feels like her puppy loved her so much and had to be.
Well, she didn't want to leave this world without her pet because she feels, you know, so strongly about her pet.
Well, then when the dog dies one day, let it be buried next to you.
Or if the pet loved her so much, when she passed away, the pet would have passed away on its own.
You can't predict that. You can't predict what the circumstances are going to be. There have been dogs that have died from broken hearts.
Yes.
I've definitely heard about that. But
you can't just kill an animal because you're dying. I don't even know how that's legal. That blows my mind. Just because you write it in your will, it's like, well, I can't do that. Like, hey, when I die, I want to make sure my wife Lindsay gets put down.
That's what I was thinking. You couldn't do this with your child or your spouse or whatever. I am shocked that this was allowed to do with your pet if there's nothing wrong with the animal.
Think about how happy this pet could have made, like, her grandkids or her like family or someone. Like, this pet could have made someone else so happy.
And
in
the
their
pet
life.
Would have been a good reminder for a loved one that missed her after she passed away for them to have a little piece of her.
Exactly.
I don't understand how this happened.
See, if I worked at like the vet place, if there's a way to do it, because who really checks, like, is this real dog, like, you know, cremations? I would just like grab some dirt. I'm like, oh yeah, we here's little Sparky.
Aww.
And we cremated Sparky, but really they kept it. Like, I would have kept the dog and gotten fired. How does she rationalize that when she was alive? Like, I'm going to kill my dog. Because she would never want her dog to die if she was alive.
I know. This is just, I feel like it's very selfish.
That's just insane. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
Hi, this is Ashley. How are you?
Good, Ashley. Please tell me you don't agree with what this lady did.
No. Now, listen, I've called you guys before. I'm the one that has a nonprofit, and I'm sick. Like, I've battled cancer. I'm on my fourth battle.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, I've had animals through that. I have my pet buddy. He's my buddy cat. I believe he was kind of, like, put into my path for me to rescue because he helps me through a terrible time with my sickness.
Mm-hmm.
I would never, and I'll tell you, my cat, for some reason, he has seizures. Not a lot, but he has them. They say, oh, he'll be fine. People have seizures. Cats have seizures. I would never, even knowing that there's a possibility he could be sicker, the first thing I have ever done in my will, besides where my, you know, stuff is going, what's going to my daughter, because I have a daughter,
mm-hmm.
And my fiance, is about where's Buddy Cat going? Is he going with you or is he going with Cherie? Because I have to have a will right now, and I'm looking to do my eulogy and all that. But to say this woman would do that, your animal to bring so much joy. And then, like Porkchop said, and Alex said, animals sometimes do have broken hearts. But if she felt like nobody would take care of the pet or that would happen, then let nature take its course. I'm sick, and I would never, ever do anything with my animal. Even
but
if
somebody
animal
asked you about the
healthy.
Option? Did you say that somebody asked you about the option? Like, when they said, what do you want? Do you want your pet to go with you? Does that mean somebody said they could euthanize it for you?
I don't see, so whenever I've talked with my lawyers, they know that I keep it all in order. I tell my lawyers, look, this is what's this. This is where I want my animal. I make sure that they are understanding and understand what I mean of where I want my animal to go right away. Because
wow.
God forbid something happens to me and my husband or my fiance, Ben, or anybody's not home. And let's just say I pass away at my house and then someone finds me and they take my cat. Like, I don't want them to, like, why would the animal shelter do that? You're about saving the animal life.
Yeah, that's the thing, too. And I didn't think they wanted to. They were against that. Hey, thank you so much for calling in. We're thinking about you, and we're praying for you and all the stuff you're battling right there. We definitely have you in our thoughts. And I just think, like, this scares me for any future guy that dates Alex. Like, oh, yeah, when I'm gone, we're going to put that guy down, too. He's definitely out of here.